with us on a Wednesday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we're halfway there.
We are, and the rain or snow or rain or nothing is on its way.
I'm sure, and most of us in the central part of the listening area getting drizzle and rain, but that will probably all change over by later today, and certainly the northern parts of the listening area are expected to get pounded with snow today, so
be careful
wherever you are. We turn to the news of the day, Alan, and how about this conflict that's erupted in the Senate? Senator Dianne Feinstein saying that the CIA has been spying on them.
This is huge. The whole idea is that the military and the intelligence agencies have to have oversight. Now it turns out that Dianne Feinstein, who has been regarded as a friend of the military, as a friend of the intelligence agencies, is furious because it turns out that the spies, of course, have been spying on her and on her committee. And that not only that, but that in this intelligence report that they've been writing, portions have been disappearing to the point where they now have their paper copies in a Senate safe under lock and key so that they can't be hacked. Now, look, this is a very important point, because we know that in the post 9/11 period, there was enhanced interrogation going on, otherwise known in some circles as torture. This report was supposed to talk about what was done right and wrong, and apparently had a great deal that was wrong about the way the United States and its intelligence agencies conducted itself. We know all of the stories about the waterboarding and everything else. So the idea that we now have an out-of-control CIA, which is spying on the people who are doing the oversight on them, is really a very dangerous precedent, because if that really goes wrong, then, you know, you have a very tough approach to the way in which we do democracy in this country.
Part of that is paying attention to the information, and we're seeing, Alan, that the situation in Ukraine is capturing the attention of Americans. A new Gallup poll says 2 in 3, 68%, are following the events in Ukraine.
Well, that may be true. There is, of course, a lingering doubt in my mind. I've often had issues with the way that Gallup's polls come out, but let's assume it is true in this case. Ukraine is incredibly important to this country, and I'll tell you why. Because it is now the sort of front between the old Russia, the new Russia, and the United States. Let's face it, Putin is nothing more than a KGB colonel. That's what he was. He was severely criticized in an editorial in the New York Times today on this issue, and saying that, you know, the United States and Europe have to be very strong in their response. Because otherwise, a guy who does follow the old KGB standards is just going to keep on pushing. And despite the fact that the Russians have nukes, there does have to be a yet, no, you can't do this.